to the Power Hour. The one of my all-time favorite guests is here, James McCanny. JMCCSCI.com is his website. He's a tier one scientist. He has done, his accomplishments are as long as my arm. He, of course, best friends with Carl Sagan. Just kidding. He's done many things across. We'll get into a little bit of that. He's taught at the highest levels at Cornell, and he's dealt with scientists all over the world, inventing, and he's got a new invention, the wing generator. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. It's good to be here.
Yes, as always. We'll get your comment on, some current events, but we're going to start. Well, one, let me finish a thought I had from the last interview. We had a man on who's also a pastor, and he's concerned about what's going on politically. And so he said that, hey, we need to bring God back into politics. And this is a, I don't want to say problem, but it's a thought that I have all the time. People say, well, we need to go back to God. What does that mean? And he says, well, do what's right. Okay, what does that mean? And you can have the same argument. Socialists believe that, hey, you need to give me, Al, you need to give me $20 so I can go feed Timmy, who's homeless in New York. And you got to give it to me. And I, for the greater good, we're going to force you to give it to me so that we can feed Timmy. And they swear up and down they're doing God's work, and that's what God wants them to do. So how do you argue with that? And we didn't really have time. One, I'll stop there before I go further. Do you have any thoughts on that? It's so ambivalent to say, well, we just need to return to God.
Well, regarding little Johnny in New York that doesn't have anything to eat, we have a safety net, it's called. It's for temporary help. It's not three generations of giving money to people. That's what it turned into. And if you listen to people like Candace Owens, she explains how that's the trap. That's the socialist trap. And that's why the black community has suffered greatly, because it, as she puts it, it keeps them down on the plantation. It's not a gift. It's not a good thing. It's not a good idea. So the whole issue of what to do with little Johnny, there's a plan for that. But like what Trump is doing is putting people to work so that they have their own income and have their own ability to grow. There's more millionaires being created right now than ever in the history of this country, and that's because free opportunity is there. People can go out and create that business, small business or whatever, and it's much better. So socialism doesn't work. It simply doesn't work. And I could comment on places like, people always bring up Venezuela. For example, Venezuela was forced into socialism because they're under a blockade. They can't get toilet paper in. They can't get their products out. They're being embargoed. So they're not a socialist country that's failed. There's a lot of internal problems there. But getting back to the good old United States here, the whole idea is not to bring in hordes of people from the war-torn countries that we've created and then put them on socialist programs, and have them vote for Democrats because they're getting everything for free. That's the idea that the Democrats have. But the best society is one in which there are limits on capitalism, and right now we're seeing the unbridled capitalism with places like Amazon and YouTube and Twitter that are the sole platforms for communication, or YouTube, or for buying things. Amazon is a terrible situation. It's destroying the economy of our country.
Well, that's not even, I don't even consider that capitalism. I mean, the reason they even exist is because Wall Street basically pumped them money for them for 10 years. They didn't have to make a dime, which was underwritten by the Federal Reserve to finance these things. Then they made these sweetheart deals with the shipping with the government. I don't see that as capitalism at all, but I get your point.
It's not, but by the way, it's the CIA that's doing this. That's where the CIA launders their drug and human trafficking money. YouTube. Twitter, Wikipedia, and Amazon, Google. Google is a big one, which now owns YouTube. So anyway, but going back to the having God in government, no, there's a reason why the founding fathers had a separation of church and state. Because if you have God in government, now you have government in God. It's a two-way street. It's a two-edged sword. So
let me bring up another thought. And this, when I was studying the founding fathers, I was really stunned when I came across this idea. We hear, especially socialists, they talk about for the greater good. Okay, we all need to be bees in a colony for the greater good to support the hive, so to speak. You know, everybody can understand that. The founding fathers believed in a greater good also, and I never knew that. Their greater good, they believed, this is their words, not mine. I mean, over and over again, the top minds of the revolution, the greatest good for mankind is that mankind can exercise his freedom of choice given to him by God and be able to choose his life for himself. The greatest good that happens in society, the greatest benefit, the greatest use of land, the greatest everything comes when there's the liberty and freedom to then choose our own direction. And I never thought about it in that terms. The greatest good is that you respect that endowment from God to everybody. The unalienable rights that have been given to us by God must be respected and actually placed above government. That the greatest good for society is then becomes this honoring and opportunity for the individual to express those rights. I was really floored by that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, Daniel, we were not all created equal.
Correct.
You know, there's that euphemism that people always refer to. We were not. I'm not going to be a professional football linebacker or running back. Excuse me. I'm not going to be. And there's linebackers that probably aren't going to be math specialists. You know, so we are not all created equal. We have our own talents, and that's the whole point. We have our own points of view of what we want to do with our lives. Collectivism means you do what the government decides to do with your life and your money and everything you do. So people that want a 90% profit on people who do well and become rich is ridiculous, because that takes the rich person. And that's what happened to this country before. And all the good people and all the rich people and all the incentivized people left. And when Trump came, they all came back in hordes, because now they could keep their money. The investment, and I saw it, I'm in business. I'm not just a guy on the radio. I'm in business. I have many businesses. And I saw the influx of money just pouring into this country when Trump was elected. That is what capitalism is about, because the guy that becomes rich can't eat a better steak. He can't buy a better house. He's going to take that money and invest it. And what's he going to do? He's going to look for smart people like me or like you. He's going to say, you know, this guy's got a great idea. It makes a lot of things, you know, it's a great product. I'm going to invest in it. And then this is the way it works. And it works real good. So people that are bat crazy running around, jumping up and down, and by the way, you know, God in government is a terrible idea, because how do you keep government out of your religion then? I just read an article, people up in, I don't forget which state, their local government, their little county or I don't know which government, city, whatever, prevented them or is going to charge them $500 a day for having Bible studies in their house. This is how bat crazy liberals get. You know, so anyway, no, God in government, then you got government in God. So,
there's a big difference idea between, you know, I think what he's getting at, and I get, you know, that the same thing a founder said, there has to be a morality or else this isn't going to work. There has to be a general religion or morality throughout the society. But that doesn't mean government's imposing that.
This country was started as a Christian country. You have Muslim countries, you 100%. Have Buddhist countries, you have Christian countries, and this was a Christian country until it got totally turned on its ear by people like Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons.
Long before then,
they just were carrying on a tradition. Trump was, came back in, he said, hey, well, let's have Christmas again. You know, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's have prayer in schools. You know, it's like things got nutty. And so it got to the point where you couldn't practice your religion in this country because of liberal atheists. The atheists took over this country. They took over the universities, and that's one of the big problems. I mean, I've seen it because I was in the universities. The people taking over the universities, and they're atheists. They don't believe in anything. They don't, and these are people who got everything handed to them. They've never been outside of a university system, and, you know, they have no idea of reality. They've never run a business. How could somebody like Hillary Clinton bring in national health insurance, or Liz Warren? She's never even sold insurance from a little corner pop stand, let alone run a whole national health program. These people are nuts. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Is it true that, I've heard this other guess, that the higher you go in scientific fields, tier one, you start to go really high when people are examining the universe, that the rate of atheism goes down dramatically because they start to believe, they start to see order. They start to see that macroevolution is a joke. There is no evidence of it. They start to believe that, hey, maybe there is some sort of divine creation here.
Well, I can't speak for that. I know that you take the top people like Stephen Hawking, we can equivocate about that, but Einstein, Hawking, and a lot of other people they said they were atheists. They're not atheists. They just didn't have a set religion. There's a difference.
That's agnostic.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that's agnostic.
Stephen Hawking and Einstein were very much believers in creator and a divine plan. And they stated that. So it's not that they were atheists. They just didn't have a organized religion that they adhered to. But when you understand the order in the universe, you understand there's an order for people also. And it's a very natural thing. It's called natural law. And it's something that's no longer taught in universities. So how would anybody know about it who claims to be educated? Natural law is something that's very complicated, and you have to work your way up to understanding it. It's something that I had very much infused in me through very intelligent people, and as I was going through my education, and then I went out into the big world and educated myself, something that a lot of people don't do. See, Daniel, the problem today is most people work with a bunch of unrelated facts, and that's what they call knowledge. There's no logic to it. They don't understand logic, that A then B, if B then C, then A then C. They don't understand that. It's just unrelated garbage that they've been taught, like world climate change, and they run around jumping up and down, and they have no clue what they're talking about. There is no science today.
Why is that? Why is there no logic? Why?
We just had a Nobel Prize given for something that doesn't exist, dark matter. The Nobel Prize in Physics gave a Nobel Prize to people for decades who've been studying dark matter. They can't define it. They've never seen it. They don't know what it is. They can't tell you what it is. And they gave a Nobel Prize in it. Excuse me.
Well, why is that, James? Why do we have that kind of environment? Why no logic? Why no sense to any of this?
Well, in science, that's where the money is. If you don't say that, you don't get use of equipment or whatever. It's where the money is. And around 1991 timeframe, the CIA took over science. It took over NASA. It took over literally everything, the funding agencies. And that's when the real downturn in science occurred, in the universities, et cetera. And so the people that work now in science, so-called science, work because they get money. They get grants. You can't be in a university in science if you don't have grant money coming in. So it's a big game, and all those people play it, and they'll play it to the hilt. They'll play their fiddle until the cows come home, telling you how scientists agree on something like the Big Bang or, you know, evolution or whatever, because they're getting a paycheck. And if they didn't, they wouldn't get a paycheck. They got the wife, they got the kids in college, they want to retire. All they want to do is get to retirement so they can go golf.
All right, let me be clear. What you just said, I think that's one of the most profound, important things that you've ever said on this show. And I think you said it before, but I don't know why it struck me today. You're saying that especially on the university level, around 89, 90, 91, the CIA, the funding mechanisms became so important that they were able to get involved and control the money. If they control the money, they control the research. Now, when somebody researches or they speaks out, they're in a position, they're in a very vulnerable position because they are dependent on the money flow. So now, if a scientist in that situation actually says, well, climate change or global warming has flaws because of this, 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 they'll just get cut off from the money flow. They basically lose their career or definitely have it shortened or shoved into a box.
Cannot publish or perish. They can't publish in peer-reviewed journals because the peer review has been taken over by the central group of people who are in the university is on top of this. They're demanding money, publications, numbers. I just had a conflict with the people in the American Geophysical Union where they came out and they said, we need more publications. I said, you're going to get more garbage. You're going to get more publications, but it's going to be more of the same and little tweaks on something that everybody is always talking about. That's how you're going to get more publications. And it's just going to be garbage and it'll fill shelves, but the numbers will go up and it'll look good so you can get more funding.
And They
couldn't reply. They came back with their tail between their legs and they said, yeah, that's right. But did they do anything? No, they didn't do anything because their bread and butter depends on that government funding.
If I was going to ask you, what is the one, or what immediately comes to your mind when I say the biggest lie in science that we are told, what immediately comes to your mind?
Well, cosmological evolution and biological evolution. It doesn't explain what we see in either case. And when Carl Sagan did his Cosmos series, I did a whole 22-session paid cast on the Cosmos series, breaking it down piece by piece. And when Carl Sagan comes through and he stands on the universe at the Big Bang and walks through the, 13 billion years of evolution, it's a joke. I mean, talk about hand-waving. I mean, they and all
what's
along
the purpose
the way,
of that? Well, what is the purpose of the government or science or whoever? Obviously, they're controlling this narrative. It's in the schools. It's taught like it's a fact almost. What is the purpose of holding us in that Big Bang evolutionary mindset, Darwin mindset?
Well, it's twofold. One is it gives the scientists the ability to agree on something that they can all agree on, and if they all agree on it, must be right? And then, by the way, there are laws in many states, I know for Texas and other states, have laws that prevent false information from being put in textbooks. So they, what do? They get a bunch of NASA guys together who they consider the highest authority in the land, and when they put their wand of sanction on something, then that's considered fact, and it'll pass in a court of law. But it is. It's just bull. And then the other side is the control factor. In the Middle Ages, everybody in authority knew that the world was round, but they taught the common people that the world was flat, and that if you sailed off to the edge, you're going to fall over, and there were fire-breathing dragons and fires and hurricanes and big winds, and you're going to die. So that's what all the common people thought. And, and that's going on today. That's what I talk about. Tier one science is owned by the bankers. The CIA is the police force of the World Bank. And that's what they do. They control, they create chaos, they create artificial stories. They create fake news. They own Time Magazine and the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Greta, and CNN. Greta Thunberg, that little girl from Sweden, she just got named Time Man of the Year or Person of
Barf,
the Year.
Yeah, Barf, you know, power of the youth, Barf all over the place. That's ridiculous. Putin had it right about her. He said using a child for political advancement is, he says, you know, give me a break.
Mm. We got about a minute and a half or so for the break. We're going to spend pretty much the whole time on the other side. We're going to talk about your wing generator. Just give the audience an introduction, and we're going to go through it so people understand what this is. This is not something small, ladies and gentlemen. This is a major breakthrough. James has been involved with this for quite a while, has gone real far in this, and is ready to put this out. This is a very important project, and so go ahead, James. Introduce it, and then we'll get into a detail on the other side.
Well, the wing generator is a new, very high-efficient energy device that extracts energy from the wind. I call it the jet age of wind energy. So we're going from, like, propeller airplanes to jet engines. That's what we're going to do in the wind industry. The wind industry is another farce that has been promulgated by GE and Siemens to not work so it won't compete against their central power company business. That's their core business. So this has been a scam for decades. But what I did is I invented something that works, and we're now marketing them on a small scale for farms and ranches, and then moving up to the bigger models, we can build these large enough to replace nuclear and coal power plants on a large scale.
Again, short of time before the break, how much blowback have you got? This has got to be a major threat, like you said, to the power industry.
Yeah. Well, they control the narrative, too. They control the news media. There are organizations all over the world fighting the installation of three-blade wind turbines, yet they keep getting contracts. They keep getting government support. They keep getting subsidized because they don't work.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More James McCanney, jmccsci.com is the website. The wing generator, like a bird's wing, wing generator on the other side. More with the one and only James McCanney.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
My wife heard the interview yesterday, or at least part of it, the one about Frank Davis with the super krill oil. And it really resonated with her because, you know, she'll get moody. And her moods will, you know, fluctuate sometime with children, believe me. We get moody over here. Anyway, she's going to start taking that super krill to see if that evens her out and helps her, the essential fatty acids. That was real key. She just had a baby. She's nursing. And so it's taking a lot out of her. I'm really interested to see how that goes. We have that new at the Power Mall, the super krill oil. Fascinating. The idea of a source from clean water that down there deep in the Antarctic Ocean or by the Antarctic, that there's still some clean fish sources and clean krill sources, and the much more complete essential fatty acid is coming from that. Fascinating. Of course, the silver, 10 parts per million, and the silver lozenges, which I just love. Chagamax from North American Urban Spice is back by popular demand. Latero Flora, probiotics that are shelf-stable. You can be able to take, of course, Living Streams we sell also, but the shelf-stable, much easier to transport, travel with, from Global Healing Center, the Livitrex. If you're feeling a little down, if you haven't done this in a while, chances are real high that you need a liver cleanse. Your liver will actually regenerate no matter what situation you're in, almost to the point of death. If you work on your liver, it'll start improving. And that's the only internal organ that will do that. Pretty fascinating. We have a flash sale still. I think we have some left on potassium. If you get cramps, if you know, potassium, calcium, and magnesium are those three. There's a back and salt. They go back and forth in your body. There's the pumps back and forth. They need those minerals. Your heart needs calcium, magnesium. Your other balance needs the salt, potassium balance. The potassium, the high quality source from Grown by Nature. Buy one, get one 50% off. So while supplies last, I think we do have a little bit of that left. This month, DEC5 at checkout, and the coupon code, you get $5 off when you spend 50. When you spend 100, use DEC10 and get $10 off. Lock right off, your order right there online. We really appreciate your purchases, your donations, your interest. Remember, December is the worst month for us. We need your donations. This is your show, independent media. You know, you heard, James talk about science and how controlled it is. We're not controlled. we're only controlled really by your support. If you don't support us, then we have trouble. We're not here. But if you support us, then there's really no control. We're doing what you ask for and the gifts that you want and the message you want. So also think about Christmas gifts. If you do want to buy, and why wouldn't you, buy some of the things from the Power Mall for Christmas, please get your order in this week. Things get compressed with shipping and all those. Please consider, you know, getting them in the next week or so. You know, earlier the better. You want them for Christmas, the earlier the better. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you again. Thank you. And if our website ever goes down, remember, you can call directly 701-300-5252 to listen to TalkStream Live, the replay, and also TalkStreamLive.com. You can search and listen there. Put The Power Hour in the top search. You'll see our logo. Click on it, and boom, you are live and cooking with gas. And so you're back. Again, thank you, and you're welcome for what we do. Came back to our guest, James McCanny, JMCCSCI.com. He is... you know, about as good as we get, about as good as our audience, frankly, will, for the vast majority of you, will ever have access to the type of brain that we are talking to here and the type of context. He has invented something that is truly noteworthy, truly spectacular, and it's difficult to even get the word out because things are so controlled. But here he can. James, let's talk. Go wherever you want to go. Ask. I know you want to ask something about me specifically. Maybe that will help everybody listening. Let's talk about the wing generator. You go wherever you want to go. The rest of the time is yours.
Thanks, Daniel. Okay, imagine you live on a farm or a ranch, which a lot of people do, and you are looking for independence for energy. And how do you do that? Well, let's take Daniel for example. We talked off air, and Daniel has a small farm. He doesn't have a lot of extra, you know, like for animals. He doesn't milk 200 cows a day or things like this. Just a basic power requirement for his house. And the idea is that he'd like to be off grid, be able to go off grid. Some people might like to be on grid. And so,
you there, James?
Yeah, I just, there's some noise coming in here I had to cure.
Okay.
So the question is, what kind of a unit do you need? Do you need battery backup? And there are some interesting solutions, that go together. For example, instead of, this is our solution, instead of having big battery backups, which can be costly, and the batteries eventually may go bad. The better solution is to have a battery backup and also have something like a propane or diesel generator with a big tank connected to it. And so now you have 24/7 power, and it's a very complete system, but the majority of your energy would come from the wind. So you have a very reliable system. And then I'm not going to talk about costs on the air because there are so many variables, but let's say that you have a well, a deep well, and you need to pump water. So that's one issue. You might have to filter water. And so where I'm going here is that what I put together is a package of things that you need if you want to be independent, and that includes energy from the wing generator. Water filtration, you can have reverse osmosis, even water from the air, machines that extract water from the air, water pumping, water storage, and water analysis. If people send in their zip code and water company, I will analyze what's in their water because that database is available, and I'll send it back to them. And then the other thing that I'm offering is electric car charging stations, electric furnaces. These all run off the wing generator. And the last thing, which I've just introduced, are containers. These are brand new shipping containers, never used before. And you can choose your own color, what color you want. You can buy many of these, and you can build structures where at the factory they will cut the doors and the windows. spaces. You put all of this in yourself, but you can buy the containers custom made. You can buy them high or wide or put them together, stack them however you want to build any kind of building. And they will do that at the factory, and then they ship and come to your site, and you just stack them together, and they're ready. So having secure shelter is a very important thing. So this is a very rounded package that I've been very busy putting all of this together. And so what do you need? Water, energy, food, shelter, and transportation. Those are the biggies. And then good information, scientific information, something I also provide. But let's say, Daniel, somebody writes in, they have a farm, they have 200 head of cattle that they milk every day, and they want to go independent. Well, what's the situation? First, we have to analyze what the wind is like at their location. And there are a lot of places that really don't have that great a source of wind, which is a problem. But in those cases, the long-term solution is with the very large wing generators, which we're going to put in locations around the country that do have good wind consistently. Some places the wind is just ripping all the time. You know, you go to these places and you can't get out of your car because it'll rip the car doors off at constant. And so that's where we're going to put the large wing generators. And the large ones will be big enough to replace a single unit to replace a single nuclear or coal power plant. That's how big these can be built.
So when you say big, how wide are we talking? Are we talking 20 feet, 30 feet, 50 feet? What do we? I know those propellers are huge.
So what we're talking about for the very large ones that will be commercial or purchased through a co-op or on the blockchain or et cetera, those will be up to 1,000 feet tall. But what we're talking about for average farm or ranch is maybe 30 or 40 feet tall. And the drum, the wing drum itself will be maybe under 20 feet diameter. And these, what we're marketing now goes from 2 kilowatts to 50 kilowatt sizes. Those are the ones that are available right now. Just to
What does that mean? For our audience, I mean, right. Kilowatt, that just goes right over our head. What does 2 kilowatts mean? What does 50 kilowatts mean? Give us a reference.
Okay, well, a 2 kilowatt, if the average person, like say you are an average person with average usage, a 2 or 3 kilowatt model of the wing generator would be enough to provide your monthly electric needs. If you have a bit more, then you would have maybe a 5 or a 10 kilowatt. Or if you say you wanted electric car charging stations, with a 25 kilowatt model, you could have up to 2 electric charging stations for automobiles. With the 50 kilowatt, you could have up to 5. And if you were a grid connect with a 50 kilowatt, you could have up to 9 electric car charging stations. So there's all these variables. How much water do you want? Do you want electric furnace? Do you want electric heating?
Well, we want. All right, let me pause and ask a couple of questions about that. One, if the power, the electricity was free, we'd want everything electrical, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and that's where people would jump. Like, say, typically for your house, you would want a 3 kilowatt. But then you say, well, we want a car charging station. Okay, now you jump to a 10 kilowatt model, which will support a single electric car charging station, and it takes about, what, an hour to charge your car. So if you had 2 or 3 cars, you'd have to alternate. But a single car charging station would probably be sufficient. And you might say, well, we want to charge them at the same time. Then you jump up to a 25 kilowatt model where you could have 2 EV electric car charging stations running at the same time. You know, so there's all of these variables that come into play. But, and that's why every person, we have to analyze what do they want to do. Do they want to convert to electric vehicles? Do they not want to convert to electric vehicles? Do they just want something for an outbuilding that they have trouble getting electricity to? Are they looking for complete energy independence, or do they just want an assist? You know, so there's all of these variables, plus the question, do they have good wind? Do they have, some people have a lot of woods around their house, so it's not a very good site. Let me explain something, too, that probably 40 to 50% of the cost is in the support structure in the tower. And, if people have woods around, then, you know, you can do this. You can get a tower that gets above all of that, but it's going to be fairly expensive just for the tower. So
let's, let's back off to just practical, just you can use myself as an example. I think that's a general thing. At least people can get an idea to start with. Okay. Let's talk about, my property, whatever the choices I would make, what this looks like. What are we talking about? Let's just go through there so people get a picture.
Okay. If you wanted to be energy independent, so let's start with a 3 kilowatt wing generator. That would be providing you with probably 90%, 80 to 90% of your electricity. And the reason I say 80 to 90% is because the wind's not going to blow all the time. So then you have a battery backup. And these, there was, along with this, the electronics, there's a controller that manages all of the flow of electricity, whether it's batteries, whether it's from the wind, whether it's from the, some people might have some solar that's already there. We can connect that in. But then you would have a natural gas or a propane generator that's connected up to a big tank, or a diesel generator that's connected up to a big tank. And the system would manage itself. So if, say, the wind's not blowing and your batteries are depleted, then the generator would turn on. And the generator would turn on, and
it's just a telemarketer.
Yeah,
they're probably just wanting to sell you some I don't know, insurance or something.
Yeah. So anyway, so we design a system like this, and the idea is that then the question is, well, how long does it take to pay this back? The payback time is probably around 5 to 7 years on an average system. The bigger the systems get, the faster the payback. And that's because there's just, as you get to bigger systems, there's just certain efficiencies. The pricing goes down per kilowatt hour. In other words, per unit of energy, the price goes down as you get to bigger and bigger units. But when I talk to people, the main thing they're interested in is they say, I don't care. You know, it's going to cost me a bit of money, but I want independence.
Well, that's kind of how I feel, especially with everything going on. We have a well. You know, if we didn't have power, we couldn't even get water, you know, because of the well, or we'd have to have a pump in it or something like that. I don't know. For my property, what do we talk about? Location, where to put it? If I look at my house now and this gets set up, what am I looking at?
Well, let's start with the trees. Do you have a lot of trees there? Do you have a hill that's kind of bald with a good access to wind?
Say it again, James. You cut out.
Do you have good access to wind there? I mean,
Yes. Okay, fairly good. We live on kind of a little bit of a ridge. We have an empty field, open fields. There are trees, but they're in the background. But we have a very open area that gets fairly good wind, yes.
Great. Okay. So then the other thing we can do is make the wing a little bit bigger depending on the wind conditions. So that's a variable. Basically what we decide on is, let's say, do you want an electric car charging station? You'd say yes or no.
Why would I? I mean, I don't have an electric car, but would I want one in the future? I mean, is that kind of where things are going, you think, or what's your thought there?
Well, yeah, things are going in that direction. So if most of your driving is local, then electric car is a good something that you would want now, and your cost of transportation would go down. An average gas automobile, the national average is around 20 cents per mile for cost. With an electric car, it's about 2 cents per mile. And these costs are going down all the time for electric cars. The problem with electric cars is today you're charging from the coal power plant or the nuclear power plant, and it's really a terrible system. Eventually, my goal is to have the entire nation running off of wind energy. And see, I'll insert something here. People go, well, we know that the wind doesn't blow all the time. Well, that's a misconception that's been drummed into you by the false narrative of General Electric and Siemens.
What do you mean? Because I go outside and sometimes it's still. I can't fly a kite.
Right. But you're not all over the country. You take the national average of wind in the United States or any other large landmass, Canada, U.S., you know, England, and the average wind speed is a constant. So it might not be blowing where you are, but up on Lake Superior, it's blowing like, you know what, or it's over on the East Coast.
So you just even it out. You put so many of these throughout the country, then it all evens out, and then
that's right. We find these locations, and then we even it out with. And so, see, here's the other issue with alternative energy, the way it's been presented in the phony alternative energy scenario. It's always been a Band-Aid. And everybody has the idea that, you know, in 10 or 20 years, we might be 30%. That's our goal, and these governments will state a goal. It's absurd. Because it's never, ever going to be 100%. And sorry about that. It's never going to be 100%.
They want to sell you gutters now.
They want to sell you some gutters. So anyway, it's never going to be 100% with solar or three-blade wind turbines. And that's the whole plan, to keep that carrot out there, to keep the governments pouring the money into that. Well, it never competes against the central power company. Let me give you a fun fact here on wind. We have installed in the United States 100,000 wind turbines. And if you, at their nameplate value, that's enough electricity to power the entire country, but not a single power station has ever closed or shut down due to wind energy. It's because they don't work. They aren't supposed to work. They were never intended to work. This is a scam. And so anyway, a single wing generator, like say a 200 megawatt wing generator, which is big, a commercial size, would replace 250 of those three blade wind turbines, and it would actually provide power. So by putting in 150% of our power requirement for the wing generators, we could power the country with 97% wind. The other 3% would be taken up by natural gas generators. They look like a jet engine. They're very efficient. They're very inexpensive. And that's how we would power this country. And we could do it within 10 years. This could be installed, up, and operating. And the wing generators are designed to last 100 years. The three-blade wind turbines, you're lucky if you get 5 years out of one of those things before they break down. So that's just an overall pattern. So the idea with the farm and ranch, the small ones that I'm selling now, is that the guy that's out on the farm or the ranch, he's got the highest electric rates. He's at the end of the line. He's got the worst service. And he's very worried about the power getting shut off, like in California. Look at what happened in California. All those people living out in the country, they're trying to force them to get off their land and move into the city. That's what they're doing. Well, if those people had independent power, they wouldn't have to worry about that. They would have their own source of energy. They would have their own source of water, and they could flip their thumb or other finger of choice to the government and to the power company that are trying to control them. James. See, this is...
All right, I don't mean to cut you off. Well, I do, but we just let you know, we got about 2-3 minutes, maybe 3.5 total. So make sure people know where they can get in touch with you, and give us an overview. If I look out my door, I'm going to see a wing generator, I'm going to see a stand, I'm going to see some kind of container. What am I going to see, and how can I learn more about this?
Well, the webpage, jmccsci.com, that's 7 letters, I'll say it again in a minute. But just go there. People can email. And what we do is send them a starter package. It's a questionnaire. It's a brochure that goes through all of the details. And then we communicate, what do they want? What are their needs? The questionnaire asks about their property to identify, where they want to put this thing. Do they have good wind? And we can help them to analyze the wind data for their area. And so we started a conversation as to what they really want. And then we can put together a package. Do they want, what kind of appliances? Do they want to pump water? Do they want to store water? Do they want to filter water? Do they want reverse osmosis? Do they want electric car charging stations, electric furnace? What other appliances do they already have that they want to run? And then we go through this whole conversation. Then we say, okay, here's a package that we would offer you. And that would include batteries, potentially a LP generator or diesel generator, and provide, do they want to be off-grid? Do they want to be on-grid? There's so many options. So we go through this long conversation, and then we go through the process of ordering their system, basically. And these are, for everybody, in a sense, they're a custom system. And so it's then we basically get the factories, various factories that are inputting into this process to produce them and then deliver. And for the smaller ones, people can set these up themselves. The 2, 3, 5, and 10 kilowatt people can set up themselves. The 25 and the 50 kilowatt, we have to send a crew out to set them up and install them. But anyway, there's other expenses like preparing the site and permitting. There's the local zoning. We have to find out about that. So at,
wow, the music's loud. Turn that music down a little bit, Tom. So, James, go ahead. We got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. The website, jmccsci.com. Just go there, all the information and the containers, the water filters, the reverse osmosis, the atmospheric water generators, all of the information is there.
Fantastic. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Christopher Fulton talking about JFK tomorrow. Of course, it's near the anniversary of his death. Always a pleasure to be with you and our great guest. I love what you're doing, James. I'm definitely interested in one of these. I want to get one of these if we're able to make it work here on our property.
Yeah, we're working on that. We'll get one over there. And
very good.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
We want to be happy, healthy, successful, and free, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way to do it. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Probiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.